in the Seder Leil Pesach. Everyone's been doing this since they were 3 years old. You probably have all of your Haggadahs are saved. But we're just going to try to put it Baruch Hashem a little bit older now, myself included, and maybe we can try to put it, just put some of the things in context, not exactly in terms of the deep Havana behind it, but at least in terms of the Seder of what's going on. So really we have two Mishnayos, so there are copies, everyone has copies, or if you have a Gemara, Pesachim. There are two Mishnayos and Pesachim that basically set up a large chunk of the Seder. We go Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. Then we have Magid. And then after Magid, at the end of Magid, we have Hallel. We have the first two Kapitel of Hallel. Then we have we have the Kos, the second Kos. Then we're going to have, after there's Magid, then we're going to have Rochza, Moti Matza, Mor, Korech, Shochan Orech, Borech, Tzapun, and Borech. And then we're going to have another part, which is called Hallel. Okay, so let's just start to put the pieces together. We know that there are four kosos that we have to have. The first kos is going to be Kiddush. The second kos we have at the end of Magid, before we start all the mitzvahs hayom, which are going to be matzah, and then the whole suda. Then we have the suda, and then we have the third kos. The third kos is what we have by benching. The third kos is by benching. Niska by benching. Exactly what the nusach is. Then we have the fourth kos, which we're going to do by halal, and after halal, we drink the fourth kos. So these two Mishnayos really put together the whole thing. If you look at the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis says, if you don't have the copy there, but it says, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shalom Omer, Shlosh Edvar Melu, Pesach Lo Yetzei Chavasa, everyone knows what they are. Pesach Natsumar, right? Everybody knows it. Either you know it from your Seder, you know it from your Haggadah, or you know it from the tape that you've listened to a million times. That's where I know it from. And then it continues and it goes through each one. It says, Bechol dor v'dor chayvan l'ro sezatro ki'ilu hu yatsen Mitzrayim. Like he went out from Mitzrayim. Shemri yadu b'chayim v'leimar b'avorzah sasham lid tezim Mitzrayim l'fikach. Therefore, it sounds like it's a flow. Since we are makir, that we ourselves ki'ilu yatsen Mitzrayim l'fikach yadu b'chayim l'hodos l'al. L'hodos l'al l'shmeach l'var l'ram l'adel l'vorech l'al 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 And we say, therefore, we have to say lefanim haluka. Therefore, we say halal, and we start here with halal. So the machlokes rishonim, machlokes not rishonim, machlokes tanoim, beishamay beisel. Right? If we know anybody that's a little bit familiar with halal, which we all say all the time, halal is the series of kapitla on really probably. All this is stuff that everybody knows. I'm just trying to put it in order, right? It's a series of kapitlach in Tillim, and it's broken up into different prakim, like in Tillim, like everything else. So the machlokas over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is we have over here something that we never have any place else. We're going to break up halal into two parts. We're going to have one part of halal said before all the mitzvahs of matzah and Shulchan Aruch and everything else. And we have the rest of Halal said afterwards. In Machlokes Tanaim, how much you say before. One shita, Beis Shammai shita, you say the first kapitel of Halal before. And Beis Hillel shita is that you say the first and second kapitel of Halal. And the rest you can leave for afterwards. But that's the nice what happens. Then you finish it up, and the way in the Haggadah, everyone has Haggadah in front of them, the way it works is that you have a bracha of Asher Galanu, which we have over here. The Mishnah talks about these Mishnayos are very, very important to this mamash what's going on with the Seder. The Seder is totally here, and it says over here the Tanakhama says it's the last wide line on Kuf, the first wide line on Kuf Tezayin and Veis. The Chosein Begula, Chosein Begula. This bracha is called Geula. Rabbi Tarfidom Asher Galanu Begalas Avasein Mitzrayim Lo Yechosein. He says it's a bracha that just says it's a short bracha, like Shakonia Bidvar or something like that. It's a short bracha. We don't have a whole nusach here, but it's a short bracha. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, this long bracha, whatever nusach you have, ad bracha Hashem Gal Yisrael. And Tosa says that we pass in like, I mean, the Tosas learns that it's a machlokes between, there's not three shittas over here. The Tanakhama says, Yechosim Begula, there's a bracha that said Geula over here after the first two kapitlach of Tehillim that we say, Kohen Beis Hillel, and you say this bracha, Asher Gomlanu. And the Shiloh between Rabbi Taif and Rabbi Akiva is the Nusach of the bracha. And all the Rishonim Paskin, I think everybody Paskins, like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is considered chaver of Rabbi Tarfon that the Tosas goes into. The Halach is like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore we have a long nusach of the bracha. And that's what we have. The Maisa, we have a long nusach of the bracha. Okay, so right now we said two prakim of Tillim, right? Two prakim of Tillim, they somehow are connected with Magid. We have the whole Magid with the Manashtana and the whole nine yards and everything we have over there. Then we have, we end off Magid with Halal. And then we end off with this bracha of Gula. The Gemara calls it Chosim Begula. It's a bracha. Bracha is called Gula. We have to remember this is a special name of the bracha. The bracha is called Gula. And exactly the Nusach, that's what we have over here. Now, if we flip down to the next Mishnah, which is on Kuf Yud Zayin Yud Beis, there it says Mazgula Koshlishi, Mivarech Amazona. Okay? So Mazgula, this is, he doesn't really tell us. We had in the middle over here all the, that's what we do, the Kuvitzah Sayom. The mitzvahs are done over here, and the whole Suda is done over here, but we're talking about the Kosos. So Mazgula Koshlishi, Mivarech Amazona, which is Birchas Amazon. Revi, Gomer Allah Vishal, the Omer Allah Birchas Hashir. Okay, so Revi'i, the fourth one, you gomer alav es ha-halal, you finish the halal, so that's pretty simple. We shouldn't say what that means, because we said two prakim of Tillim before, and now the rest of halal goes with the rest of halal, which are basically there. It's straight from Tillim. We take it, we go straight through there, gomer alav es ha-halal, and then it says, ve'omer alav birchas hashir. And we say birchas hashir. What this birchas hashir is, very not clear. What is Birchas Hashir? If that's something that we did Begalanu before we had a whole thing, the Mishnah was telling us exactly what the Nusach is. Tanakama said, he said a short version. Rabbi Tarfon explained it a little bit better. Rabbi Kiva explained it a little bit better, whatever. But over here, what is this bracha that we say? So over here, it's a Gemara. The Gemara, if you look at the Gemara in Kuf Yechasim Al, the Gemara says, Beferish, my Birchas Hashir. What is this Birchas Hashir? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehalucha Hashem Elokeinu. Okay, Yalucha Hashem Elokeinu. Now again, he doesn't tell us the whole Nusach, but this Yalucha Hashem Elokeinu is what we normally say. Well, everyone points out this is what we normally say at the end of any halal. At the end of any halal, if we finish halal, Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilom Chasto Hashem Kitov Kilom Chasto, which is the end of the quote from Tehillim, we have this next line. Yalucha Hashem Elokeinu, Kol Masay, this whole thing, right? Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Mulo B'Tish Pachos, right? That's what we say every single time we say halal. We say this bracha at the end. That's what Yehalalucha is referring to, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says, Nishmas Kolchai. Nishmas Kolchai, fascinating, a new thing. Nishmas Kolchai, we all, right? Nishmas is something we say on Shabbos. Every Shabbos we say Nishmas. And he says that we say Nishmas Kolchai. Now, Nishmas Kolchai, this is just to point out, because everyone's going to see that when we look at the Haggadah side, Nishmas Kolchai doesn't only mean Nishmas. Nishmas Kol Chai is, the way I understand it, it's an elongated Yishtabach. Normally, right, everybody knows, if a guy comes late to Shacharis, there's such a thing, a person walks in late to Shacharis and can't say all Pesukim Zimmer, so what does he say? He says, Baruch Sha'amar, he'll say Ashrei, and he'll say Yishtabach. Right, he's not going to skip Yishtabach, he has to say those three, he has to say. We once spoke from here about exactly how you understand what the brachos are, what the baruch shomar and yishtabach are. But the Maaseh at the end of the day, he says yishtabach. Yishtabach on Shabbos halacha is he can't skip nishmas. And nishmas, the Gemara here says birchas hashir is nishmas. Nishmas, it's clear, goes straight from nishmas all the way until that what we have in our haggadah, because nishmas all the way, including yishtabach. He ends with yishtabach. That's the yishtabach. That he's saying nishmas, but he means the whole thing. Shokinah, I don't know what everybody does by their table. And by us, everyone tries to practice their chazanas that they're embarrassed to do during the year in front of other people. They all try it right by the table, and we all get to hear it. Happens in that sense of it. But Lemaisa, the most of the time. So the Lemaisa, that's what it is. So he says it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says it's yalucha, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's nishmas. That's birchas hashir. So it's clear over here that there's some sort of a bracha, birchas hashir. It's not just saying, you see, you're saying baruch at Hashem. So parshat shat, Rabbi Yehuda says baruch at Hashem. It's the same thing, yehalalucha, that you say at the end of halal, and then you end with Baruch Adar Shem Melech Mulolos Mishpachos. And if we're going to be going with the version of Rabbi Yochanan, then it's the whole Nishmas, what we have, what we say on Shabbos, the whole Nishmas, which goes until right, the whole Nishmas, which starts with Nishmas, and then it goes to Kel B'tzal Sumos, and Shochinad, and Yishtabach, and then you end Pashim Pshat. That would sound like you end with Yishtabach. You end with the Brach of Yishtabach. Baruch Adar Shem Kel Melech Mulolos Mishpachos, the regular type of thing that you say Yishtabach. That's the Pashim, that's what it sounds like. They're different sheets. So if you take a look at Tosas, let's see what Tosas says. Let's see the second Tosas for a second, because the first Tosas is something that's very important. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nishmas Kolchai, Nira Dachi Birusho, Af Nishmas Kolchai. You're also going to say Nishmas Kolchai. Achar Yalucha, after Yalucha. The Ilo Temachi, because we don't say this, Anan Keman of Dinan. Who do we do like? Because it seems like he's assuming that we do both. Bekoring Nishmas Kol Chai Birchas Hashir Lefi Shebe Shabbosos Omrim Oso Achar Psukei Zimra. Fine. So he says we do both. That's what he says. Our minig is to do both. The minig that we have, we'll see, not everyone has this minig, but the Tosa says that the minig is we do both of these shitas. For the bracha that we're doing after, at the end of Halal, we do Yehalalucha and we do Nishmas, which is what we do. Now, here happens to be a discussion with Machlokas Rishon. If you look at Tosas says, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, lo hayachose bihalucha kiyim b'nishmas levado. He would not make a bracha, mishum delishna de brichas ashir mashma chada bracha. The problem is that these are two brachas. One of them is yalucha, and it ends with a bracha, like we do at the end of every halal. Then the other one is a bracha of nishmas, which we're saying is yishtabach, elongated yishtabach, and it also ends with a bracha. So what do you do? If you do both, if they're arguing, fine. This one says you say the bracha nilucha. This one says you say the bracha nishala. But if you do both, what do? So it happens to be the Rashbam shita here. The Rashbam says you say a bracha for each one. The Rashbam shita, you say a bracha for yahalucha, and then you say another bracha for nishmas, which is yishtabach. He says you say two brachas, which is very interesting. Like, what exactly is there's a machlokas about it? So we're just going to be, in other words, he's adding in. Yeah, I guess he's saying that there's no machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan's adding on a new bracha, but it says brachas hashir is one thing. So that's really what they're asking. It's brachas hashir. Tosis, the Rush says it even starker. He says he says it doesn't really make sense that you should make two brachas. I think that's the lush of the Rush. The Rush says here he just says over. Tosis says you could have said that, but it just doesn't sound that way. I think the Rush says a little starker. He says, why don't you do two brachas? What mazeh? You do one bracha and then you say something else, do another bracha, it wouldn't make any sense. I don't know.
Why not? One bracha on halal, one bracha on mishmas.
What's the problem? Okay, we'll have to figure out what that is. So, Levi, so that's what comes out. What?
Nishmas is its own thing.
I know what Nishmas is. We'll have to discuss. Yeah, right? You mean the Nusach Rai Granage, you can say one bracha on halal, one bracha on Nishmas. So he says Nishmas don't think. Nishmas, if we're saying Nishmas to be Yishtabach, which is Pasha, so you don't say Yishtabach by itself with a bracha. Yishtabach is going on something else. It has to be going on something else. We'll have to see, because it might get into this whole discussion about what we're getting into. Now over here, this is everybody, I'm sure, I don't know what goes on by everybody else's Seder. So I really can't tell you. So therefore, maybe if this is something that sounds bizarre to you, but maybe I shouldn't say it in public. But by our Seder, what ends up happening is we don't all use the same Haggadah. And when we don't use the same Haggadah, therefore, any time, there are many times during the Seder that everyone's about to do something and they all say different things that says in their Haggadah. So really, this Yehalalucha and Nishma, so we are here, we do every Haggadah, well, all the Haggadahs that we have in our house have Yalucha and Nishma. They do both, like Tosa says. Tosa says that's the minhag, that's what we do, and Rashi seems to say that also. But there are three different, there are three different versions about how you do this, how you work these two together. First of all, the Graz Haggadah here in the Graz Siddur, it seems to leave out Yalucha at all. That seems to be the version of the Graz. So the Graz would be arguing on them, Lahalacha. The Graz would be saying that it's about focusing on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. That's what it happens to be very interesting. We'll see sooner. Yerushalmi just discusses the bracha is calling it Yalucha, which will be interesting if Rabbi Yochanan really argues on that. It'll be interesting how to figure that out. But Lamai said at the end of the day, the Graz leaves it out. He says, not like Tosas. He says, not like the Minhag. says the Tosa says the minhag is that we say both. That's not the minhag. That's not the halacha. We don't say both. That's what the Gra says. But if we're going to say both, there are two versions of how you say both. Besides, we just saw two versions itself. We said Rashi says you say a bracha by each one, and Tosa says you only say one bracha. So, all I didn't see any of the haggadahs. I wanted to look. I tried to look up some interesting haggadahs last night. I tried to find the Ethiopian haggadah. I thought maybe they'll have some different haggadah or something like that. I found a haggadah that's from a different religion, whatever. But I don't exactly know how that works out. But it was a different religion, and I didn't copy until a couple of pages in, whatever. Okay, but the haggadahs have three different ways of doing it, and some of them are and we have to figure out exactly what they're based on. One version is the way, let's say, the haggadah that's here, the Maral Haggadah has that you say Yalucha after Halal, like regular Yalucha, and then you say the bracha there. You say the bracha, you finish up Yalucha the same way. Remember, you only say one bracha. He says you say the bracha over there. That's the, again, I'm not sure if that Maral is Meduyak, but that Maral, the way that's printed in the Maral Haggadah, that's what they have. That's one version. Then there's another version, which has that you say Yalucha, but you don't finish off the bracha, and then you start Hodu and Nishmas, and at the end, by Yishtabach, then you say the bracha. That's the version that I gave out. The Haggadah that I have right over here, which is the Haggadah Chag HaAviv, from, again, not being Machriya on the...
The first one, the Maral Haggadah, you said Halal, you said Yalulucha, and then you go off.
Then you say the bracha. You finish the full bracha like you do every single time you tell. Yeah, and then you do.
Then you do nishmas.
Then you whatever is included nishmas, which how do
you
end
up baruch kelari dais? Like
you don't, right, you don't say the baruch, the last baruch.
Oh, you don't end up with a bracha.
You don't end up with a bracha then. Okay. So who took the Maral Haggadah? Someone took the Maral Haggadah? Do they have it here still? It was open. There, someone borrowed. No, but the Maral said that's what the Maral Haggadah had. Maral's Haggadah had like that. Again, I don't know. Again, this is, I'm just assuming that this
Lo
is... I'll read to you. You can look to go. Here he has, before he has the bracha at the end of... One second. Maral Shiv. Then Hodu, then Yalucha. Yeah, at the end of Yalucha, Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Mehulah Batishbachos. Then you start with Nishmas. Then at Nishmas, at the end of Nishmas, he has V'chein Yishtabach Shimcha Elah Malkenu Odom Shalom Nesach Guvur Tzilav Tzeres Kusha Malchus Baruchos Vados Lashmua Hagol Bakadosh Meolam Bat Olam Ata Kel.
What's the
chat?
The whole
Needed is what's birchas hashir. I hear maybe the old baker. I don't know. Here they bring down. Then they bring down a nusach over here, which I don't know what this nusach is. The fi das rabbeinu chosein baruch atah Hashem melech mehulah batishbachos. I don't know what.
Birchas hashir has to do with it.
I hear. Unless he's baker paskining like.
That's what I was wondering.
Unless we're baker paskining like the first sheet, that we're just saying this as a what's the word as to be yotzei something. Which
I hear.
I don't know why they have the feed das Rabbeinu Chosein, so I'm not sure what Rabbeinu holds, because Rabbeinu could very well hold, like Rashi, that you say both brachas, so maybe that's what he holds, you say both brachas. I don't know.
Okay.
What? Maybe. I'm not sure. It's unclear to me. No, that I just
is,
reading.
Is it sad that something without a bracha?
I don't know. I hear. Maybe. No.
Would it be a sad that it's something without a bracha?
I'll say the same answer. Maybe. It's the same question. I don't know. I hear it's hard to understand. It's hard to that, but that's this Haggadah. This Haggadah has it like this. The other two Haggadahs that people use have it either, again, either the way they have it is either, okay, the other way they have it, okay, this way seems to be a little bit bizarre, that we would end up having the bracha at the beginning, then we have a whole nusach we say, and somehow we think that we're doing Berachas Hashir, and somehow we don't say a bracha, then I know what that means, right? Tzarech beer. The other version is that we say the bracha at the end. We say the bracha at the end by Yishtabach, Now here there are two versions that you have. One version has it, you say Halalucha, but you're not Chosein by Halalucha. In other words, and that's the one, that's like I said, that's this sitter over here. This sitter over here, this Haggadah that I gave photocopies of, it says, Omer Yahalucha ad me'olam ad olam ve'eino Chosein bebracha. Right? Yahalucha, and it says, you're not Chosein bebracha.
If they're Halal, you say Halalucha without a Chasima.
Without a Chasima. And then you say the whole 9 yards is Nishmas, whatever is included in Nishmas. And then at the end of Nishmas, you say Yishtabach, and over there you say the exact same regular Yishtabach that we have. Baruch HaDashem. Now, it happens to me that all the posts can discuss that it's very old for a person to make a mistake over here. It's very old that person is going to say the Yahalucha, but they know it by heart, and they're half drunk when they're saying it. You know, they're a little bit, it's very late, and it's what? Well, you're a little bit, you're not paying attention as much, and your eyes are closed, and you're saying it. So you might come to actually say the bracha at the end of Halal. So then they discuss, which this is gets into what we discussed a second ago. According to that, you don't say the bracha afterwards, because you said the bracha once, so don't say the bracha again. That's what they bring down. But Lamai, so that's one version. Another version is what you do is you don't say Yalalucha over here at all. After you finish Halal, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Kili Alukhasto, then what you do is you go through Yud Nishmas. At the end of Nishmas, I had a Haggadah here that said that. At the end of Nishmas, I think that's a Haggadah that I always used all the years. At the end of Nishmas, which is Yishtabach, you don't finish off with Yishtabach, you finish off with Yalalucha. Over there, they say Yalalucha, and you finish off with a Chasima. So the shitas that we have, let's just put them in order. In other words, forget assuming we're not going on Rashi, that we're going like the posts that say that you don't have two brachas, and assuming we're not going with the Gra also, which doesn't say Yaluch at all, we're rather going like the mimic that we say both. The question is, and let's assume for a second that we're not that the Maharal Haggadah doesn't mean what it says, and you're not going to say the bracha at the beginning. Then we have two different versions, either. You say Yahalucha, and you say Yahalucha, and you're not Chosem, and you're Chosem with Yishtabach, or you don't say Yahalucha there. You put it together with Yishtabach, and you finish off with Yahalucha over there. So those are the two versions. And if you're going to have
no Haggadahs have Yahalucha with a Chasima and Nishmas with a Chasima.
I didn't see any Haggadahs that have that. It shouldn't be that way. That seems to be the post. If they all hold that the way. Yeah, Tosa Shita. But Tosa, that's Tosa Shita. The Tosa and the Rush, and I think the Ran, I think they all hold it. So I don't know if anybody actually does the Rashba. Okay, those are the two Malachim that we have. Either, again, the way it sounded like, either you put Yalucha before, or you put Yalucha at the end, and you'll be hosting with that. So the Shulchan Aruch, just to point out, again, you're probably going to do what it says in your Haggadah, and I think it might make it a difference, but let's just read what it says over here. The Kosher V'i Maskel Lo Lanu, V'gomer, this is in Tuf Pei, V'gomer Alav Es HaHalal, V'eino Omer Yalucha, Yonte Yalucha, Ela Omer Acher Gemar Halal. Halal, after you finish Halal, Halal Gol Shu, Behodu Lashem, Halal Naras Bavel, Chof Vav Lola, whatever is the Vaka, Chomer Nishmas, V'yishtabach, Ad Be'ol Vat Olam, Atakel, V'oz Yomar, Yalucha, Ad Melech Meloba Tishbachos. So here he says the Oz Yomar, the version of the Mechaber is the second way that we said it, which is that Yalalucha goes at the end. You leave Yalalucha and you extend everything, and you put it. You extend the Halal. We went straight from the Pitul of Halal. We went straight into Nishmas and the whole things with Nishmas by Yishtabach. You put that together with Yishtabach and Yalalucha, and you put together your Chosim over there. That's the way that the Mechaber brings down. However, they all bring down that there's another minhag also. The nusach, let's see. Nogim, and some say kiposkim lomer tikeif acher halal yalucha ad kimei olam ad olam atakel. The acher kach omer halal agal nishmas v'yishav v'chosei v'chadashon v'chmulah v'nishbachos. Okay, and then you leave off, which is the two versions. Those are the two versions of how you have what do you do? Do you do yalucha over there, or do you do yalucha later on? Okay, this is now. We can try to figure out exactly what the difference between the setup is. I'm not sure if there's something fundamental in what the machlokas is, what's going on over here. But right now, let's just recap, because just to keep mesuder what we're going to be dealing with, because it's going to get very important into the Indian. But let's just recap again. Two kapitel of Tehillim at the end of Magid. Then we have a bracha of Geula, called Chosei Megula. And we have the long nusach of a bracha, Chosei Megula. Then we have we drink the second coast, we make Rei Pri HaGafen on the second coast, and we have the whole stuff that's going on. Not stuff, it's some of the Iker Mitzvahs are going on at that time. And then we do benching, and then we start again in a Seder, our Seder type talking thing, and we do the rest of Hallel. And then at the end of Hallel, we do this thing called Birchas Hashir. Birchas Hashir is somewhere in Yalucha, which is what we normally say by Hallel, or Nishmas, what we normally say on Shabbos, and somehow we put them together and have them, if we do both, if we do one, we just do one. If we do both, then we somehow put them together with different variations, how we put them together to have them, either we say two brachas, or we say one bracha, and we say one bracha before, one bracha after, we put together Yalucha, and we have the whole setup. And that's the setup. That basically should give us a format of basically what's going on. So we have Hallel, and we have brachos, okay? And we have kosos. Really, we have three things going on over here. We have Hallel, we have a mitzvah that's Hallel, right? The Seder is a part of the Seder Daraisa, part of the Seder Darabanan, whatever it is. We have Hallel. We have the four kosos, which for sure are Darabanan, straight up Darabanan. Right? And then we have the brachos, these brachos, besides Rei Pri HaGafen. We have Rei Pri HaGafen for every single coast. We end up having its own Rei Pri HaGafen. Right? The first coast, that's part of Kiddush. The second coast, after we finish Asher Galanu, then we say Rei Pri HaGafen. The third coast, after benching, we say Rei Pri HaGafen. And the fourth coast, after we do Birchas Hashir, we say Rei Pri HaGafen. And that's the setup of what's going on. What we have to clarify, and this is just important, just know what's going on, is that the brachos, which we're referring to, there are two brachas over here. One is called Asher Galanu, by Gula. That's the bracha after the bracha that's said after Makkah, by the second dose. Then we have another bracha, which is called Birchas Hashir, whatever it is, and that is by the fourth coast. How do those brachas relate to the kosos, which are right after them, and how do they relate to the hallel, which was said right before them? What's going on? These brachas are just brachas. Maybe they are just brachas. Seems to be that everybody's assuming that these brachas are connected with either Hallel or with the brachas, or with the kosos. They're not just freestanding brachas. Everybody's assuming that way. I don't have to get into why, but Pashas, they're assuming it's either something to do with Hallel or it's something to do with the kosos. And maybe one has to do with Hallel, one has to do with the kosos, one has to do with Hallel, whatever it is. That's really what we have to just put out to clarify this point. The place where this comes up is really a major shaila. The machlokas harishonim lemaisa at the end of the day, even though I don't think anybody here does like the sheet that we're going to discuss. But the Ran has an arichas we gave a photocopy. The Ran has an arichas avi psachim, and he says that from the Ramban, it seems like that's the Ramban comes out like that. Maybe the Rashba comes out like that. Maybe the Rashba doesn't come out like that. That there's something missing by when we say Hallel here. Every single Hallel of the year, we say Hallel with a bracha. Right? Every single year we say Hallel. Every single time we say Hallel, we say Hallel with a bracha. Whether it's the times when it's Mikra Din, you're supposed to say Hallel. Zaraisa Pashtas. Those we say Hallel with a bracha, all Ashkenazim, even when it's just a minug, we say Hallel with a bracha, right? Rosh Chodesh, we say Hallel with a bracha, that's a minug. We say that's everybody here we went through. I think we have no Svarim here. So all the Ashkenazim, they all say bracha, and it's halacha. Before you do a mitzvah, you have to say a bracha. Bracha over Las Yachim. You have to say bracha, Shem, Hallel. So the Rishonim here ask, if we say Hallel here, where's our bracha? Why aren't we saying a bracha on Hallel? Every other Hallel during the year, we say bracha. And maybe there are some people that decided to sing Hallel all the times during the year. They don't say, they shouldn't say a bracha. They certainly should not say a bracha. But whatever it is. But during there's a mitzvah that's part of the mitzvah. It's a derabanan. It's more than a minhag here. It's mikra din. Even if you will see that it's more than just a minhag. And we should say a bracha. Where's the bracha? So the tosis the Ran brings down, that you do say a bracha. The Ram brings down from the Ramban that you say a bracha. Me'ikra din, you should say a bracha over here. You have to say a bracha. Baruch at Hashem, Kedem Elacholam, Asher, Kedem Yishonim, Netzos, Zadu, whatever Nosach you have, Likro, Ligmar, Yishonim, what you bring down the term Ligmar, Ligmor as a halal. You make a bracha at the beginning of halal. That's what the Rishonim bring down. Not only that, but Tosas in brachas and Yedalad brings that even further. Tosas in brachas and Yedalad says that you say two brachas over here. You say a bracha for the first two brachim of halal, likro as halal. He brings down a shita that says this, he's dochet. Likro as halal, and then after benching, you say, when you're doing the rest of halal, you say bracha tashel ligmor as halal. See, two brachas, one likro and ligmor. So, but that makes sense, l'chora. Perfectly makes sense. Every time you have a mitzvah to say halal, you have a, if you have a chiyuv to say halal, you have a chiyuv to make a bracha on it. So my high, that we shouldn't say a bracha over here. So the Rishonim, that many Rishonim say, it seems like they do say that they said a bracha. I'm not sure if it actually, how they practically carried it out, because over here at the Ran, after he brings down, we're going to get into some of the rayas, because this is important for us to understand how the brachas fit together. So the Ram at the end, after he brings down the Shita, he brings down that all the Gonim said not to wait. Aval Rabbeinu Haigon, Kasam, Betshuva, She'ein, Mivarach, Na'al, Shebelev, Yitzach, and Ligmar, Sa'al. And he brings down Shekein, he says also, he says, Eilu, Dibre, Agon, Mechein, Eskimo, Haga'onim, Rav Tzemach, Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak, Ben Yeyas, they all hold that you don't say a bracha at the beginning of halal, and it seems to be that salah. Nobody, anybody say a bracha at the beginning of halal, or you don't remember? Okay. None of the haggadahs that I saw say a bracha at the beginning of halal. They only made a bracha at the beginning of halal. But the question is why not, and maybe we'll be able to discuss that in a minute, why not. But that's not really what we want to focus on right now. We want to focus on the Yushalmi that discusses a different question. The Yushalmi assumes, and the way that the post can be done again, I don't know how Rav Haigon and Rav Tzemach go and they deal with this Yushalmi, because this Yushalmi is pretty clear. The Yushalmi is discussing a different halacha. This is something that every single time you deal with brachas, we had more than one shiur about this topic. On Shavuos, we always discuss it. We gave a shiur at least twice on it on Shavuos. There's a concept called by brachas. Some brachas start with the word baruch, and some brachas don't start with the word baruch. Okay? I'll give you an example. One bracha that starts with the word baruch is break pre gofen. That's very nice. It starts with the word baruch. But I'll tell you a bracha that doesn't start with the word baruch. Atachonin ladum das. Right? Rifo'inu Hashem Elokeinu. Shema koleinu. B'la malshinim. All of them don't start with a baruch. So unless we're some lave in understanding what's going on, we just go, okay, some start with a baruch and some don't start with a baruch. The Gemara says, and the Yushalmis bring this, the Yushalmis end the brachas, but it's other places also. The Gemara says, every bracha has to start with baruch. Every single bracha has to start with baruch. Except for a bracha that's, what the Gemara calls it, bracha smucha l'chaberta. A bracha that's close to its friend. So that's why, if we want to work through, that's why, for example, by Shmona Esrei, the first bracha is baruch. But every other bracha is not baruch. Every other bracha doesn't start with baruch. Right? Because the first one is a start. And once you have the start, then the next one is going from that one, and the next one's going from that one, and they're constantly going, bracha smuch l'chaberta. That's the way it works. And we have a lot of brachas like that. Benching is like that. Benching starts as bar baruch, but nodeh doesn't start with the word baruch. But it was a second bracha. So the second bracha is that's the rule. The rule is bracha smucha l'chaverta. That's the rule. And we discussed here in Shavuos night. We discussed it always because it's the one time when someone has to get up in public and say over all the brachas. So you have to figure out exactly what you're going to do. When we say asher yotzar with elokai neshama. So, right, we always go through. Who says Asher Yatzar and then Elokai Neshama right away? We take a hands and we ask everybody, like what do you do? Is it, if not, if you do, then it makes sense why Elokai Neshama doesn't start with Baruch. But otherwise, you have to figure out why Elokai Neshama doesn't start with Baruch. Because Elokai, if it's Baruch Smuch L'Chaverta, so it goes after Asher Yatzar. Some say it goes after Amapel. I think the Rebbe Rishon that say it said Amapel the night before. So then, if you fell asleep that Amapel, then I guess whatever. If you say Amapel the night before, it's Niskan, at least. Say Amapel the night before, and then it goes with the bracha next day, whatever it is. But this rule of bracha smucha l'chaverta is once you're some lev on this, it's a concept that comes up all over the place. Sheva brachos, it's major hak in the Gemara's and Kesubas about by Sheva Brachos, exactly which Brachos start with Baruch and which Brachos don't start with Baruch. Machlokes Rashi Tosa, it's all based on Brachos and Mulchavarta. I was once by Sheva Brachos when we were learning Kesubas. It was unfortunate for the person that was speaking. We were learning Kesubas, and the person said a whole drasha about the Brachos of Brachos, something in Rashi. He said a whole drasha about why which bracha starts with Baruch and doesn't end with Baruch, and he wasn't addressing the issue of Brachos and Mukhal Chavarta. And I went over to him afterwards. I told him, I'm sorry. I would never do this. I didn't say it publicly. I went over to him afterwards. I said, I'm sorry, but you missed the boat, because the whole discussion that the Rishonim were having is Klolim Brachos and Mukhal Chavarta. That's all it is. That's all basically it is. So the Gemara, the Rishami asked the following question. The Rishami deals with two brachas. The Rishami assumes that you say Baruch at the beginning of Halal. And then the Rishami asks, well, if that's true, then why Ga'alanu, the Bracha of Geula that you say after the first capital, after the first two capitals. So you say, again, we're at the end of Magid now. Right? We're getting to the tail end. Everyone is like already like finished up, and this Halal part's going to go fast, and we're going to have the Matzah and the Marah and everything. And you sit there and you're assuming you say a bracha by the halal. That's what the Yerushalmi is assuming. Then you say the two kapitel of halal, then you say, Baruch Ata Hashem and this Ga'alanu. So, frekt, the Yerushalmi, I don't understand. It's a bracha smucha l'chavrta. Why do you have to say a bracha? Why do you have to say a baruch by this Ga'alanu, by this gula bracha? Why do you have to say a bracha? We say a gula. We say we have a bracha. So, us, we never bother with the question because we never said a bracha to begin with. So we have, but Yerushalmi is assuming that you say a bracha. So the Yerushalmi says, and this is not for the discussion now, but the Yerushalmi says that the reason is because maybe even Iker, but certainly if you heard Halal in Shul on Friday night, not Friday, on Yontif night, on the night of the first night of Pesach, if you heard in Shul Halal, then you don't have to say Halal, you don't be not mechuyev to say Halal again, it sounds like, and you don't say a bracha. Okay, because we all know that they're different in Hagim here, right? In other words, the Minog Ashkenaz was usually not to say Halal on the first night of the nights of the Seder, and Svard was to say Halal on the nights of the Seder, that is in Shul. In other words, it's been becoming more prevalent over time that Ashkenaz people have been saying more, in other yeshivas, let's say when I was in Ner Yisrael, they officially don't say Halal on the Seder night, and most of the people leave, but a small group of people stayed, and that group has been growing year by year. If people like the idea of saying halal, there are very strong chorus to say halal in basic Knesset. So the mice of people have been, it's becoming much more of a prevalent minhag. In other words, I think that's the way it is.
Maybe there's more people that in the Svarad are coming to Narsa.
Okay.
I don't think people who...
In Young Israel, Farakaway, they also say halal. Avi Goldstein says halal every. He's the one who says halal every year. Like, kids already know all the songs because we daven there because it's quicker davening. So we try to get back. That's where David Young is doing. So they also say Young Israel is Ashkenaz. You know, there's no Shiloh Ashkenaz with whatsoever. Everything there is Ashkenaz. So they it seems like that's been accepted. It's becoming more of a prevalent. Now, there are good reasons for it. But in other words, saying halal. So the Yerushalmi says, since if you say halal at night, you don't really have to say halal. You really yotze your halal. Therefore, you might not be saying a bracha you might not be saying the bracha of halal by the Seder. It sounds like you would be saying halal anyway. I guess that's part of the nusach, but you really yotze. But you're not saying your bracha because you said your bracha before. So therefore, the bracha at the end of the halal, the first two kapitlach, Ga'alanu, Gula, that is not always some of Lachavrata, because maybe you didn't say the first bracha. So therefore, they were stuck in it, and that's just the way it is. The Gemara say this in other places also, that since it can sometimes be independent, therefore they didn't make it some of Lachavrata. That's the first question Yerushalmi asks. Then the Yerushalmi asks the next question Yerushalmi asks. Yerushalmi says,
that
okay.
The halacha is that you're saying a bracha before halacha.
The anacha is all the Yerushalmi is very clear that you say that's the raya they bring. The conversation in the Yerushalmi, nobody seems to have a conversation in the Yerushalmi. Maybe there's a Rajba later on that sounds like it, but the way that the Ran goes through, nobody seems to assume that the Yerushalmi can be understood any other way than that you say a bracha at the beginning of Halal. And that's where they're going. If you said it in Shul, then you won't say it now. But therefore, all of us people, I say it. Here in Yeshiva, Dolov Carteret, we say halal, we have we say halal in the Roth sleeve. They're ashtaz, they walk out, make us, maybe it depends on your minion, maybe whatever,
they,
the Roth.
They
stayed last time?
The whole tour is so they should have a minion.
Oh, so whatever it is, I thought they left. But whatever it is, whatever it is, I remember they were discussing whether they should stay or not. My shver never stayed, but I always stayed because I'm. My shver did stay. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Somebody
to be mitzvah with the bracha. So the years when I was a kid, I got this mishagas in my head that it's a suffix on the bracha, so I'm going to say halal without a bracha. That's what I said. That's what I did. I didn't ask anyone what to do with to what's wrong. That's what I did as a kid. As a kid, I said to my focus, why in the world am I going to say with a bracha? So I'm going to say with a bracha. I said with a bracha. I don't know if that was probably the wrong thing to do, but whatever it is. Okay. That is, so there's a whole discussion about that. So the Yushami asks that the brechas gula, and then the Yushami asks by brechas galalucha. Then the Yushami.
That's where you got this from. There are people who didn't say, but now say.
Your
shver. Your shver was for the people who, when you were younger man, so he didn't say.
But the thing is, I was by the storm way longer than the fireworkers, so I think I probably was there longer, so I should have. I think so. I don't remember anymore. But Lamai said, "Well, you have to. Yeah, maybe things say maybe liquid then it was different. I don't know. Please, so the then the Yushami asked, well, what do you about the bracha of Yalucha? Yushami asked, what about the bracha of Yalucha? Yalucha is also, if you're telling me, that the Gaalanu is that smucha lechavrata. So why is Yalucha smucha lechavrata? Why don't you start down with the bracha? Why don't you start that with the bracha? So the Yushalmi says like this. The Yushalmi says, and there's a nusach, and there's different, obviously, different nuschos, and there are different pirushim what the Yushalmi means. But the Yushalmi says like this. The Yushalmi says, Hey, Siv, Rabbi Eliezer, Kumi, Rabbi Yossi, Vah Sufa. There's Sufa, which is the bracha of Yalucha that the Ramban learns. Amalei Shtayim Heina, Achas Le'abo, Ba'achas Le'shaar. There are two things, Achas Le'abo, Ba'achas Le'shaar. So the way that this is going to be a very sticky issue we're going to have over here a little bit. The way that the Mahalik term had to understand this, the Ramban understands that it means like this. He says these two brachas are not similar. Birchas Ku'ula is a bracha that we're thanking Hashem for what happened in the past. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim Dik. It's not Hallel Dik. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's connected with Yitzias Mitzrayim. That bracha is not considered smucha lechavrata. The next bracha of Yalucha is a bracha of halal. Yalucha is a bracha of halal. That's connected with halal. That's where the way the Ramban learns the answer is, and the Rashba says even further. The Ran says that it comes out even further than that. According to this, we don't need the first answer about shul. We can just say like this. These two brachas that we said are very nice. They're between a kos and halal. First you did halal, then you say a bracha, and then you have a kos. So we said, do they go with halal or do they go with a kos? So zuk to Yushalmi, that depends which one you're dealing with. The first one goes with the kos. It's not connected to halal. Therefore, you start with bracha. The second one is connected with halal. Yaluch is always connected with halal. Therefore, it's brachas mu'ul chavrata. So what came out right now was that we have two brachas, one brachas hashir. Again, I don't know how he deals with nishmas. And he doesn't get into it. He calls, it's clear that Rishonim here are calling this bracha yahalucha. The Rishonim here are discussing that way. Maybe yahalucha and nishmas, whatever, it's the same thing. But there's a fundamental difference between these brachas. The first bracha, even though it's in the middle of halal, it's not connected to halal at all. It's connected with the coast. The next bracha is connected with halal. Now, if that's true, really, Be'etzem, we're even in a bigger pickle at the end of the day, and we'll leave with this, because we don't say a bracha on halal by the Seder. We don't say the first bracha. So what in the world are we saying the last bracha? What's going on? The Maizah, what we do, in other words, they did, maybe works fine, because they said it, and they bring down it. Maybe if you yotze both of them. But we can't be going with this. We can't be holding of this, because we don't make a bracha rishona on halal. Why in the world do we make a bracha acharona? Sorry, use that term, bracha acharona on halal. And especially since the reason why we say yalucha and we don't say a bracha is because it's bracha smucha lechavrata. What's going on? This is going to be problematic. Maybe we can't be going with this. Maybe we've got to hold that Yalucha is a separate, is a bracha that's not going on halal at all. Maybe we've got to hold the Yalucha is a bracha that's going on the coast, just like the Galanu is going on the coast, so too Yalucha is going on the coast. But that's the Maisa, that might be what we have to come and say, according to us. But the Yushami is clear, not the way. The Yushami is clear, these way that the Rabban is learning, the Rashi is learning, that we also basically, he basically learns the way. He even clears. He seems to have said that the Shaka Vitari of the Gemara is the bracha of Yalucha a bracha that's connected with the halal, or is it a bracha that's connected with the coast? That's the Shaka Vitari of the Gemara. The Gemara thought it was a bracha that just like Galanu was a bracha on the coast, so too this is Niskan on the coast. The Gemara says, no, it's not Niskan on the coast. Maybe count in Niskan on the coast, but it's not Be'ikun Niskan on the coast. Really, it's going back in halal. So therefore, if you don't say, therefore, it's going to be a bracha smukha chavrata, you say or you don't say. But Lamaisa, again, we tried to figure out that the brachas that I said between halal and the coast, not Brei Priya Gafen, Brei Priya Gafen for sure goes with the coast, but the brachas of Galanu and the brachas of Birchas Hashir, are they connected with the halal or are they connected with the coast? Let's stop over here.
220 in the 11th Indian ship. Thank you.